Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Thursday. We all know what that means.
Yes, we do.
Can you tell me?
No, I mean, I have a little paranoia because every time now after the big controversy about Thursday birthdays, if Buzz brings a rather fat birthday list because a lot of people are listening and want to hear their birthdays, I get a little paranoid, and I'd just like to say on behalf of me to all those people that wanted to bitch about it, I'm sorry, but we're going to do it, so lick it.
You are making this a bigger deal than it is. Because the birthdays are a delight.
I am too, because I was paranoid writing them.
I am racked with Irish guilt, and that's just the way it is, but we're doing them.
Yes. I'm disgusted.
I know you are. So at our core.
You're the luckiest one of all.
Yeah. Mark hasn't weighed in yet. Mark, how do you feel?
Oh, I hate them. No, I don't. The only reason why I hate them is because I have to filter through a lot of the emails and send them to Buzz, so it's extra time in my schedule.
Well, thanks for standing up to me.
Thank you.
Anyway, let's open the mailbag and
callback from yesterday.
And get right. Yeah. Oh, that one stuck with me. Kids say the darndest things. I thought about that well into my sleep pattern last night.
Great.
America's favorite feature, birthdays.
That's right.
Happy birthday to Michael Adam Joy, who celebrated on Saturday. Dan Kendall turned 22 on Monday, or I should say Monday. He's listened to every episode of TMOS and the Mark and Lowell Show. He also loves to talk about Rob's Magic Audio Vault and gets his relationship advice from Oscar and Buzz.
So then he's an idiot.
That guy's screwed.
You know, that might not be the best thing.
Dan is a misguided young man.
Yeah.
22 years young, and he's throwing his life away.
Keep talking about the Audio Vault, young man.
Also, Monday, Giancarlo Briceno.
Giancarlo Briceno. Yes.
Giancarlo Briceno. He turned 30. He'd like to hear Charlie Warren talk up the Cars Hello again. Well, you can't talk up a record that doesn't have an intro.
It's cold. Do you want to do an inverted segue, Charlie?
Okay. WMAL. Charlie Warren, have you seen a good movie this week? If you have, get on the phone and give me a call. WMAL. Charlie Warren, get together. Cars.
What a poor choice.
Eric, yeah.
I didn't realize it didn't have an intro.
I know. Giancarlo, if you want to talk up a record, it's got to have an interview, an intro. Now, I would like to hear Charlie Warren talk up Still the One by Orlean.
Okay, we can do that. Can I have a moment to grasp
it? Yes, take a moment. I'll move through.
It's really not Giancarlo's fault because they do that in Italy. That's how they do it. They just do it cold.
Is that how they do it?
Your many trips to Italy.
Yes.
Erica Galinas had a birthday this week, or Galunas. Or Gail Lunas.
Gail Lunas?
On Tuesday, let me know when Giancarlo's song is ready.
I'm finding it even as we speak.
On Tuesday, the very pretty Jen Allen of Houston turned 40. She shops our Amazon page and listens with her two grandsons who love Charlie. Uh-huh. Rob Ripper.
That's Hold it. Cool Stop name. That, Mike.
What?
Because Charlie Warren can talk up until the one if he wants.
All right.
Are you ready?
All right.
All right, go.
AM 630 WMAL. Charlie Warren, Giancarlo Briceno coming up at the top of the hour. He'll have the news for you. Let you know everything that's happening with that pesky old sequestration. It's Mike and Giancarlo on WMAL. I'm sorry, it's Charlie and Giancarlo.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Whatever.
I think he did great.
Rob Ripper, love that name, turned 44 Tuesday. He has no requests since he doesn't want Oscar to get too bored.
Too late.
We've already lost him.
It was a Tuesday birthday for 28-year-old Bill Kenny. He was hoping to hear Charlie Warren. Another Charlie Warren?
Yeah.
And since he did just hear Charlie Warren, he should be happy. You're right.
Exactly.
Charlie Buzz, really thinking ahead there.
Yeah.
You put some time into this.
I tried.
It would make a young boy laugh hysterically if he got a birthday greeting from Dick Queasy. Well, by golly, Gabriel Atha Stokes, you're now 10 years old, and I want to see Gabriel. You're a good boy, and I hope you make it down for your birthday celebration, because every single kid 10 and under eats for free at Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood. By golly, we'll give you some of our stale clam chowder, and it'll make your ears curl.
Hey,
how do you do it, Dick?
Yeah. I don't know. I just get the dead clams that wash up on the beach and sit in the sun, and I throw them into some spoiled milk, and I put some bad butter on top of it, and then maybe just a little sour cream, which really isn't sour cream.
Kids love it.
It's just curdled cream, and then I make my chowder, and by golly, you'll like it, and I pick the brown spots out of the dead potato.
Good for you.
Dick, do you want to talk up Orleans?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, here's Dick Queasy.
Let's say hi to Gabriel Atha Stokes. He's now 10 years old. What a lovely boy he is. Hope he makes it out to Dick Queasy's. Gabriel, listen to your parents. Don't do drugs. Stay in school. Do all those good things you're supposed to do. And by golly, come to Dick Queasy's for your 10th birthday.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
Thank Solid.
You. I feel like I made up for the earlier Charlie Warren there. Steve Cambridge had a birthday yesterday. He loves it when anyone gives that old Queen Rob a hard time.
Yeah, me too.
And he can think of no one better to do that than the late beloved actor James Mason.
Wow.
James Mason. What is? Are you playing James Mason music?
Yeah, this is overture from North by Northwest.
Robbie. I don't know what's wrong with you, Robbie. Robbie, I'd like to give you a hard time. You terrible old queen.
Yeah.
Rob Spiewak, the queen.
High maintenance listener Kiki Kinstra.
Boo!
Well, why are you booing her?
I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
Kiki Kinstra turned 50 yesterday.
Thank you. Oscar.
Why the hate? Because of the name?
No, she's high maintenance. She's the one that mailed lotion.
Oh,
and made all my letters smell like lotion.
So it's all personal, and you can't forgive her
for
sending
that?
A gift.
No, she in trouble.
And also, she's a handful.
She sent you a gift, and you're giving her a hard time.
She sent you a gift of a complimentary packet of lotion in an envelope that busted open and made my entire mailbox smell like crap.
Well,
so happy birthday, Keek.
She's turning 50. She turned 50 yesterday. Kiki, I love you.
Yeah, I'll take that back.
I appreciate this.
You're A-okay in my book.
Seth Miller is 33 today, and what he really wants is to come to our studio to perform his magic act. Oh, that'll happen.
Hey, come on.
Buffalo's Sarah Gerbacki feels she knows us personally because she's listened for so long. She turns 31 today. Sarah, have a wonderful birthday. Relationship Jimmy Cerrito. We're going to get to that in a second.
Oh, good.
We'll tell you all about Jimmy.
On that subject, we're no longer accepting anniversaries or birth announcements. We love you all, but it's a birthday segment, and we're just running out of time.
Thank you. Lynn Martin turns 46 today. She's listened to Mike from the beginning. KCJJ's Tom Suter has a birthday tomorrow.
Tom.
Oh, that'll excite Rob.
There you go. KCJJ.
People he likes.
Oscar, as opposed to you, Mike, because you and I don't get along.
I love Tom Suter.
I'm not talking about you.
Thanks
and
for
him.
The date.
Talking about you and me.
Oscar Santana will celebrate on Saturday, and Oscar is going to be 35.
I'm going to be 35. Isn't
35 years old. That was a big birthday for me. 35 is the first time I started thinking about that I'm no longer. This is the new Oscar music.
The pan flute.
Yeah, it's called Mike the Lonely Shepherd.
Oscar Santana will celebrate his 35th birthday this coming Saturday. He will be
lonely.
35.
Oh, it's nice.
On Saturday. On Sabado. Is it Sabado?
It's Sabado.
Sabado.
Gigante.
Yeah, that's right. Like Don Francisco.
What do you? Do you have any? We'll get to that. I have to get to your birthday in a second.
No problem.
When are we going to celebrate? When do you leave?
I leave on
a week from yesterday.
I leave on the 4th.
You leave on the
4th. Next Thursday.
So we'll be celebrating on the 5th.
Monday. Let's have Oscar's birthday celebration on Monday.
What's the outlook on gifts?
No gifts. You guys you're giving me time.
We have to discuss it. No, you're taking vacation. That's fine.
That's fine.
What did we do? What did we decide on birthdays? It's a pain in the ass. Anyway,
everybody can do what they want to do. That's what I think the rule ought to be.
Yeah,
you like that because then you're more thoughtful and you come across better.
It's not about coming across.
Buzz,
I got him a little
gifts.
Something.
Yeah, Buzz always gets
all right, I'll
gifts.
Get him a little something.
I will too, but it'll be the littlest
thing. Do what you want. Everybody's free.
Okay, I'm getting him nothing.
I'll go poquito.
All right. Also Saturday, the very box, Jessica Sullivan turns 24. Really? Do you know her, Rob?
I don't.
Do you, Buzz?
No, but her husband does, apparently.
Okay.
And he's the one who says she's very boxed.
Sometimes twice.
Steve Allen turns 49 on Saturday. He met Mike and Carla in Reno. I loved all those people out in Reno. I cannot wait to get back there. Mary Bates, who's just a little older than we are, thinks of us as her boys.
That's
her
right.
Birthday's on Saturday. Happy birthday, Mary.
We love you, Mary.
Hey, Mary. And Jordan Pickens turned 24 on Saturday. Johnny Midnight, also known as Rob's friend Brad.
Yay, Brad.
Has a birthday Sunday. We'll get to him in a second.
Happy birthday, Bunka. I want to play this for him. My kids call him Bunka, and this is his favorite tape that I play.
Watch!
Thank you.
He has so many names.
Nah. Okay.
Why do you call him? You call him Bung?
Bunka.
What?
Bunka.
Bunga?
B-U-N-K-A.
Bunga.
Bunka.
Bunka.
It's interesting, that choice of name.
Is he from the Congo?
We're going to get to this in a second.
He's from Pennsylvania.
TJ Walsh has been listening since Mike first appeared on The Morning Zoo. His birthday is Sunday. All he asks is that we keep bringing the funny. We'll try. God will try.
Well, today's a bad day for that.
Monday.
It really is.
Nathan Davies' birthday. Come on, pick it up, old man. He would like to know if Wayne Newton would sell him a guinea hen. Nathan Davies, you're such a great guy. Listen, I'll be performing in a parade for $20,000, and I hope you come out and see me.
and get my guinea hens, my wonderful Arabian stallions, and of course, the peacocks on my property.
Yeah, you let them run free, don't you, Wayne?
They run free, not anymore. they run to a petting zoo. Because they were sold for $24,000.
Jonathan Shoub.
Shoub!
The Shoubster of San Antonio, Texas, turned 36 Monday. Monday is April Fool's Day, but 34-year-old Claire Patterson's no fool. She'd like her greeting to come from the one and only Tom Bergeron.
Oh, how nice.
Hey, that's right, Claire Patterson on Dancing with the Stars. Fantastic. I hope Claire has a great birthday. Hello, stars.
Hi, stars.
I'm Tom Bergeron.
You're great. Those videos are so funny.
Also, Monday, Nancy Slomowitz has a birthday, and she... Well, you got to update Tom Bergeron and do Dancing with the Stars.
Right? Yeah, but...
Because the video show is past tense.
But it's still on, and my kids watch it.
Okay.
And I hate it.
Nancy Slomowitz.
Who?
Ooh.
Hey, Slomowitz.
Slomowitz?
The printer needs paper.
She's got a birthday on someday. She'd like her greeting to arrive in the form of Mike talking up Chicago's old days.
Okay, can I jingle into this?
I always love to talk up records. Record. Yeah. That's my favorite thing to do now during the birthday.
This is one of the best. WTMT.
It's 9:03 on WDRC in Hartford, where your friends are. Don't forget, we're going to be at Aetna Life and Casualties parking lot for the big blood drive this coming Saturday. If you want to give blood and you're not HIV positive, we want to say hello to you.
Yeah. Oh, that was awesome.
Well,
and a nice nod to your pop.
Yeah.
He had him at his parking lot.
I don't know. HIV. What's wrong. Yeah. It's solid. All the news lately. Yeah. Let's see. Our last letter comes from Todd Masson or Masson. Hey, Buzz. As a listener from day one back in the KHTK days, I wanted to say thanks, homies, for bringing the fun every day. I joined Weight Not 1 year ago today, and I haven't gained a pound back. 40 pounds gone. Where did it go? I don't know. In the words of Oscar, I'm keeping it tight. With our birthdays coming up this weekend, March 31st, Oscar and I were hoping Oscar's dadu would be able to provide us with a birthday greeting. Hoping for a TMOS five-way someday.
Ew.
That's love from another Todd.
Wow, I don't like that kind of love.
Guy's named Todd.
So I just want to say to Todd and to Oscar, both of you have been an enormous disappointment to me, but none greater than Rob Spewak.
Why?
Just because I wanted you to press the button to start the show now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I work for a Return to Paradise project. We're a transformational ministry specializing in conversion therapy. We return homosexuals to healthy heterosexual lifestyles.
Why would you go do that?
We believe that homosexuality is curable, though some find pleasure in it. Homosexuality is an addiction that tears families apart.
You're working for Abraham Page's agenda?
I am cleaning up, helping the oppressed.
They're addicted, not oppressed. And we can pay you more.
Now, how much more?
Stipend, room, board, and substantial speaking fees upon completion of therapy.
Well, I draw the line at therapy.
But Frank, see, without the therapy, there's no cure. I want to be able to say we cured you.
Gay is who I am now. Gay is who I shall be. I have a gay son, never have to worry about him impregnating some skanky neighborhood slut and bringing home her unplanned for half-breed. I wish I'd known I was gay back then. I could have risen high in any one of the many fields dominated by gays. Entertainment, politics, broadcasting.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
We are live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Saturday night, almost downtown. We are downloaded worldwide 17.5 million times, powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT, which incidentally I'd almost like to call it Devil Town's radio station.
Why?
Because it booms into where I live.
So we're everywhere, Mike.
I was listening
to... My town,
to,
too. Well, no, my town, too, though.
You're an ass.
You are.
In Washington, D.C.
You are the ass.
And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is, what is today? It's Thursday.
Yeah, the 28th.
And it's March 28th, 2013. We're delighted to have you with us. Our show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Great news. I normally don't like to, you know, I like to tweak our listeners and say, you got to try harder, try harder. Really a great response to this recent initiative that we've had with both new listeners and people supporting our Amazon page. Thank you for doing that. And right now, save up to 70% on all jewelry just in time for Mother's Day, Father's Day, and graduations. And we ask you to do one thing. You shop at Amazon, you go through our page. Where's that button? Where are we in the status of that little Amazon?
We're doing it the right way, and we're waiting for Amazon's approval.
Oh, good. Okay. Yep. We're going to have a way... that you can shop and benefit the Mike O'Mara Show when you shop on Amazon.
Make
and
it
do
easy.
It in a much more easy
One
way. So we'll keep you posted on that. If you like kicks, you get a good deal on sneakers, as I like to call them, 60% off on athletic shoes. Mm-hmm. Save money, support the show. The banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You cannot miss it if you go to our webpage. It takes you directly to your account at home, school, church, fun time, anytime. Amazon time with
like
Mike O'Mara.
Like how you said skull.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, skill. Got a skull.
Check out the skill. Good stuff, everybody. On the program today, a tag update. Would you like that?
Yes.
Not tab.
The healing the healing has begun.
Well, that's good.
Because really, there was a period of time there when I had these removed that
skin
when
tags.
I would raise my arms up in my bedroom, my wife would react.
Oh, no.
A very scary way, but there I'm here to say I believe I've turned the corner, and I'll be
excellent.
I'll be ready for beach season.
What is so great, Mike, is once you hit rock bottom, the healing must begin.
Yes, this is true.
And
this is true.
You look wonderful.
I don't know what the grand total was, but the doctor was very good to me on my second visit. Technically my second visit. The first one, I went in, I said, take a look at these, and they did a little work, and then I had two visits to take them off.
When you first raised your arm on that first visit, was there a sound like wind chimes?
Plinking. Yes. A plinking sound.
No. I think the only sound I heard, Rob, was perhaps under her breath, the doctor maybe going,
yeah. Now, you say the healing has begun. Do you know this because you see it, or does it itch? Does it itch? Sometimes when things heal, they itch.
No, it actually, I'm no longer in excruciating pain.
Oh, good. Well, that's a good sign.
So are you scabbing?
I'm past that. No. I'm actually, it's not, they're tiny little,
sexy.
They're tiny. Yeah.
That's maybe not the word bumps. I would choose.
Remember when I teased last night on my Facebook page about someone will be embarrassed on the show? Hi, everybody!
Now, if we
it's me, everybody!
If we were, we took a moment and shut down the Ustream cameras, and we promised not to capture any photos.
You. Why don't you suck it?
I would.
I know
like
exactly
see.
What you know. You're not seeing my underarms. I'm not showing this hideous.
You don't even have to take your shirt off. Just pull your
sleeve
down.
Do you have to shave for the procedure?
No, but I'll be honest with you. No, Mr. Douglas. I'd be lying.
Pull your cuff down.
Why don't you just shut up? Why don't you stop? Why don't you stop?
If you want to talk medical, we should.
When you were going through your dookie hole problem, did I ask to see your duke?
Well, actually, Mike, you did.
Yeah, I probably did. You want to feed on that? You'd love that.
If I showed it,
and then there would be pictures all over the internet.
I said there'd be no pictures.
Oh, there'd be pictures everywhere.
There'll be no pictures.
I'm not. So you can look, and you can have that. If I did that, seriously.
What if we did an adventure video?
What's an adventure
like
video?
If we were going to explore your underarms, but we did it like one of those like Diego videos where
go Diego go
today. Yeah. We're going to go visit Mike's house.
No, I'm not doing it. I will tell you that on my second visit, the good doctor herself appeared, and she was, this is to take nothing away from the nurse practitioner who did the first procedure, but with the doctor, you know, it's a little more experience, you know, with the scalpel.
Yeah.
And I thought they even used a scalpel.
The nurse practitioner say this is out of my realm? We need to bring in a professional.
No, not at all. It was just a question of scheduling. One of the appointments was. Now I'm suddenly getting very uptight about this.
No.
One of the appointments was in the afternoon. The other appointment was very early in the morning. In the early morning appointment, that's when the good doctor came in.
I see.
And the only thing that I was expecting, perhaps, to have just one more half visit to wrap this all up. But the good doctor, due to her skill skill and her speed was able to knock them all out in the second appointment.
Excellent. Was it kind of like going to see Zorro?
It was just all right, let me see. I will give you Rob, what's the sound that I put in the machine when I want to get the tone?
It's called
all
tone.
Right. Okay. All right. So the first one, it made a little sound where it's like
okay.
And you heard
Oh, is there fire? Like heat?
Well, heat.
Yeah, they cauterize.
Oh. Yeah, it's like vegetables.
It's. I think they. I don't know. I never looked. Frying pan. I never looked, but it was like. All right, so I'm going to give you the first visit with the nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
Okay, right. And it went something like this.
Carla, hold my hand.
Help me, baby. And then the second visit with the good doctor was more like.
Yeah.
She went to town.
That's probably the proper way.
And so she knocked them all out. Yeah. But at the same time, she said, you're going to have a pretty interesting couple of days.
Yeah.
Ah.
I would
think
so. And
did she expound on that?
She said it's going to be, you know, she took a lot of them as she got them all done.
Yeah.
But because they're in that sensitive area where the skin rubs together, you're gonna have a bit of hurt. And I've been pretty much since last week. You know, enjoying that that level of different degrees of pain. And I also took an antibiotic that there would be no chance of any kind of infection.
A good idea.
How's everybody doing? How's that breakfast? What are you playing?
Well, I'm sorry.
Rice Krispies.
I know that you and I are in many ways very much alike, mm-hmm. but then there are ways that we are so different that I can't even believe it.
How so?
How is it that you weren't counting the snips and fizzles?
Why would I count?
Because
all
don't
I care
you
about
keep
is
track?
No.
Well, he wants to figure out what's the cost per tag.
Oh no! See,
no, that's you.
She was very good on that count, and because I was going out of pocket, because this counts as a cosmetic procedure and not a medical procedure.
You bet it does.
I was my directive going in. I didn't want to go. Hey, you know, I didn't want the budget beater special.
Yeah.
I said I've got these little things, and I want to take them all to get them out. Get them out. I don't want to have to deal with them anymore.
You're always so curious about information. You always like information. I'm just surprised that even if you didn't share the information, that you'd want to know how many.
All right. Would you like the true answer to that?
I would.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that if I had the true answer of the amount of volume, I would probably start to sob uncontrollably.
Yeah, no,
I would probably be in a situation.
It's no fault of yours.
How many beeps do you think? Just give us a ballpark.
And it's not so much the beeps; it's the sizzle.
Yeah.
Now, see, I didn't.
All right, I'll do it by beeps, and you guys can count along.
Oh, okay. Great.
So, how many tags were under the arms?
Okay.
These are tiny, like teeny little ones. Every
almost
one of them.
Imperceptible to the
imperceptible.
Human
to
everybody
human.
Has them.
Thank you, Rob.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Not really.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57
finally, like, there's a little light at the end of the armpit.
Oh, that's awesome.
I really do. Because really, my armpits did experience shock and awe.
Has it been
they
tough?
Really, they truly
I think so.
Has it been tough in the shower?
No, not at all. No, not really.
Has
no,
it been soothing?
It's, well, there's the peeing.
Yes, of course.
Just because I want to be, I want to make the whole gross out package complete.
Well, so. And are you still showering laying down?
No, but I will tell you, our shower now needs revisiting because of the drain being clogged in the shower. Which
dear.
Is not your boy's fault. That's the lady with the long hair that's responsible.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know, most people that are married to women with beautiful long hair, you know, you that's just a side effect of women in the shower. You get the hair in the shower.
Experienced it at my house when I had long hair. Long, flowing hair.
I would think so.
Well, your hair, you know, your hair was falling out.
I was shooting out.
your hair was falling out like Kelsey Grammer.
I didn't lose any hair from up here because there ain't no hair there to
you
lose.
You had zero Mistel hair when you were like 24.
Comb over.
You've got a sound effects toy for that.
He's committing suicide.
So I got to take care of that. But I feel better, and I wanted to say...
Rob's hair popping out.
At the end of the day, I feel good. I feel fit.
Strong. What does Carla think?
She's been really good about it.
Does she eyeball the progress?
She's grossed out by it.
Has she applied any salve?
She's totally... Let's be honest. She's done. Huh?
Has she applied any salve?
Yeah, she did at one point.
Oh, very nice.
Lovingly. Yeah, that's very lovingly. You know, she never,
what do women put
she
on?
She never cared. This is all me. She didn't really care because they weren't all that. Because, you know, the only way... If you're walking around all day going like this... Uh-huh. Yeah. With a tank top, then you're gonna it's gonna be a big deal.
Steve Holt.
Yeah, but to be honest,
when you were doing
the
shoulder press, you probably saw it.
She's seen him a lot. Yeah, she's seen him a few times.
Did you see it when you were refereeing the football games?
Jesus.
Did she make you reach for a lot of things just so she could? Okay.
No.
Was it tough at the Hitler rallies?
She would only. She would only care about him when I would mention
them. Right, of course.
And then I got to a point, I hated them, and I finally was like, oh, that I'm going to hack those off.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Decision you made.
I don't like that.
And when you finally made the decision to do it, was it at all alcohol fueled?
No.
Really?
No. Stuff like that I don't do based on booze.
Well, I mean, were you...
I do things like you have to know, you should know the ABCs of me with alcohol.
Yes, and we've been to the ABC store.
Here's, you want to know what I do with booze that is one of my greatest things that I just kick myself for doing.
What's that?
Let's say we're all sitting in my living room, we're having a social gathering, it's around the holidays, we're all sitting at a table, and we're sitting there, you know, and I'll sit there at 12:15,
okay,
and I'll go, you know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is the Red Sox game against the Yankees. Why don't you guys all come over?
Yeah, I see.
Well, how about come over for brunch? I'll make you all breakfast at about 10:30 in the morning, and then we can watch the game. And then I wake up in the morning and I see a text that goes, "Bleep, what time do you want us over?" And once again, I go, "No."
So you make plans, extend invitations, extend warmth that you regret later that you wouldn't have done.
Ideas, if you were sober. Yeah. Business plans. Sure. I don't do it nearly with business like I used to. I used to do it like when I owned the restaurant and the bar.
Alcohol and business used to walk hand in hand.
Have you done that prior to blacking out where you say, "Hey, we're going to do this tomorrow"?
I've committed to things that I never wanted to do in my life.
Right.
That's the worst. Yeah.
Seems like a great idea at the time.
That is the ultimate. That's the only tell that I would say that I have outside of knocking some guy's block off.
That happens.
But I don't do that.
Sounded like when you said, I'm going to cut these things off. That sounded like something you might do after a few glasses of wine.
No, it was actually in the lead up to our trip down to Florida. Uh-huh. I thought that we, and thank God, it was 60 degrees. I really, because the process was just beginning.
You'd had a few, as a matter of fact.
I would have been that fat guy that gets in the pool with the t-shirt on. That would not, and that's not the guy I've ever wanted to be.
As a matter of fact, you actually revealed the tag removal to Oscar and I on the Raw tapes before you revealed it on the show.
That's true.
You actually offered me a Harley Davidson years ago when you were actually doing the afternoon show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we ran into each other.
I offered to buy you a Harley Davidson?
Yes, you did. You were hammered.
That must have been a different lifetime.
Yeah, we were at... Because I remember I was a baby DJ, and
what I say I was going to buy you a sport. Please tell me it was at least a sports.
I just remember sitting at the bar, and you were we were at the Palm, and I was meeting someone there, and you were already there. And I remember saying, I was like, "Mike," and you're like, "Oh, what are you doing here?" I was like, "I'm just here to meet somebody."
Did we just bump into each other?
We just bumped into each other. And I sat down, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm just going to be over here." He said, "No, come on over." And you'd already had like 2 or 3 or 4 or 10. And I said, "Oh, okay, do you mind?" Because I was intimidated. I didn't want to cramp your style. And we sat down, and you're like, "Do you ride?" I'm like, "Yeah," because you saw a commercial. Like,
was this
commercial.
The Tyson's one?
Yes.
Okay, the Tyson's one.
Yeah.
You might have caught me on that famous night at the Tyson's one.
I didn't know.
The manager was there showing me his tattoos. And everything. It was crazy.
I remember that night.
Crazy night at the Palm. Yeah.
And you said, "You know what? This weekend, Oscar, we're going to go get you a Harley." And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, I got to go. Where's my check?"
Okay. You scared me for a second.
So he didn't really offer to buy you one. He just offered to facilitate your acquisition of one.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's I know a guy.
That's a related thing where I get in there and I say, "Come on, get my car. I'll pick you up." How about 8 o'clock in the morning? How about we do it 8 o'clock in the morning? I say that almost as a form of self-discipline so that as we enter into another one of these holiday weekends, and Easter is a holiday weekend, and there are a lot of moving plates for me this weekend socially, and I want to make sure that I behave myself. I'm feeling festive.
Speaking of Easter weekend, what time do you want us here for brunch?
How about 8 o'clock in the morning?
It sounds good. I'll be here with the kids.
Perfect. But, anyway, I'm feeling strong. And
you look good.
When I'm all done and I lose 35 more pounds, I will share the armpits with you.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's how that works. So when we come back, some thoughts on all of this chitty chat talk about gay marriage. I have another thought. I know we covered it yesterday, but I watched Lincoln last night, and I'll tell you where there's a connection there. Pretty obvious. We'll be right back. Well, I'll crank that up. I like that. I bet Greg Allman promised a few people to come over to his house at about 8 o'clock in the morning.
I bet Greg Allman had a lot of skin tags.
I bet he didn't have any.
I bet he did under his beard.
I bet because he's so skinny.
Oh, God.
Remember, the number one cause, I think, is skin friction. No, the number one cause
weakness.
Is heredity.
Really?
heredity. It's not weakness.
Horatian.
I know you want to say it's weakness.
Like weakness of the skin. Like a weakness in the skin.
The doctor didn't say that, Dr. Bombay.
We'd have to.
The doctor said it is hereditary.
So what we'd have to do to determine whether or not Greg Allman had them, we'd have to look at the body of Horatio Allman, his father.
How do you know that?
I just made it up.
He made it up. Jesus. See, and I was immediately going to say, yes, Horatio Allman, those are the wailing Allmans out of Gloucester.
I bet he did have them.
This segment of the Mike O'Meara
Show. It's on the net. We'll look into it.
It's brought to you by Weight Not.
Yeah.
If you are serious about losing your weight, you're ready to succeed with Weight Not. Rob Spiewak lost about 100 pounds because he made the commitment to call Weight Not. Now Rob and Weight Not are challenging you to do the same. Weight Not's commitment to help you lose weight in a healthy way with real food is huge.
I had a great thing yesterday.
Yes.
I, as you know, I was bitching and moaning in the show. I had to drive up to Glen Burnie to pick up Julia's best friend because it's spring break. They wanted to spend some time together. Jeez. And I spoke
to... That's tough. That's a lovely young lady. She was a very, very cute kid that came by and was very sweet, but she lives on the other side of the world. When you live in Washington, D.C.
And the parents and I, we split it. I'll pick her up, and then the parents will come get her. But very still, it's a long ride. And I got a chance to talk to her mom, Kim, and Kim got on Weight Not because I had talked to her about it. She said she went to her doctor after about a month and a half, and the doctor said, well, how are you doing with all those complaints we talked about the last time you were in? There was some swelling and some joint issues. And she said, I feel great. And the doctor looked at her jaw slack and said, well, what did you do to fix it? And the doctor didn't know. She said, I've lost weight on Weight Not. Mm-hmm. And so she just feels better each and every day, courtesy of Weight Not.
855-WEIGHT-NOT. That's 855-934-4486 or visit weightnot.com. Weight Not, show us what you're made of and do it today. So many things to cover on today's show. I would like to say a couple of things about this whole gay issue that they're dealing with at with the Supreme Court and same-sex marriage. And I think yesterday I said, why do we hate each other? But watching Lincoln last night, which is all about the 13th Amendment.
Is that your second time around?
To abolish
For Lincoln?
Yeah, I watched it with Carla last night.
Did you get DVD or did you pay-per-view it?
I pay-per-viewed it, and then I hit a button on my remote that tanked it, and I couldn't get it back because I don't know my new system that well.
Oh, no.
And so a big chunk of it was gone, and Carla kind of liked it, but I think I really, that movie is like a great symphony. It leads up to
a
wonderful crescendo, and I just kind of tanked
the ending surprise
20
her?
Minutes at the very end of it.
Did the ending surprise her?
Yeah. That whole thing about Lincoln and the 13th Amendment and the fact that was happening as the Civil War was winding down.
Right.
I was educated when I saw Lincoln. I had no idea that it was all of that was involved during the Civil War. I didn't know that they were worried about ending the war quickly, and that if they ended it too soon, then the Southern states would come back into the Union, and they would vote for maintaining slavery, and we wouldn't have a 13th Amendment. And it really is a compelling story. I love the story.
Politics. I know we'll talk about pessimism during today's bonus show, but doesn't it make you sort of like a bad feeling in your stomach that politics has been that mechanical
for that long?
For that long,
it does, but it also you see certain things that that really reminded me how this is ultimately a struggle for civil rights.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I said why we hate each other and what they did back then.
Right.
The same thing that is being done in this argument against same-sex marriage was used by the Democrats, believe it or not, back in the day in Lincoln's day.
A lot of times in those years, the parties have sort of shifted.
They would bring in the old God issue. This in the eye of God,
right.
And things that were unthinkable, and I think that there is a certain inevitability about this issue that I wish people would just be done with. And I think unfortunately, and look, I don't want to paint with a tremendously broad brush here, but it would seem to me that many of the individuals that are arguing that marriage can only be a certain way are people that perhaps don't pay a lot of attention to history if it's not involving Bible history.
Yeah, that's very
and
true.
I just think live and let live, and I really felt so wonderful for that that lesbian woman who's 80 years old and she'd been denied the tax burden on her because she was not recognized as a married couple.
Right.
It's the issue before the Supreme Court.
Right.
I'm just saying, I for all of our gay brothers and sisters that support us on this show and listen to this show, I'm looking forward to one in the win column for you sooner than later, and I believe that's going to be the case.
And I think
you never know with that Supreme Court. They're whacked out people up
there.
It's
been way too long.
Yeah, it's overdue.
It really has been overdue.
Well, the Star Wars quote that you had yesterday really said it all. That ignorance leads to fear. Fear leads to hatred.
Yeah, and it
does.
And
that's what this is. So that's what that was.
I couldn't. It was just in my brain watching Lincoln, and I was drawing the parallels, and that's all I wanted to say.
Was it because of your attraction to Daniel Day-Lewis?
Oh, boy, would I.
Wow. That was a bit enthusiastic. Nice.
Daniel Day. No, he's not on my list.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
You know, as a matter of fact, I watched The Descendants a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Clooney's not on the list anymore.
Really? No. Well, he's old.
Well, he's schlubbed up for that.
He looked a little haggard, too.
Tired.
He looks a little haggard. I'm trying to think
list. You throw in Ocean's Eleven.
I'm not a Channing Tatum guy.
You'll be right back there.
He's too young for you.
Yeah, he's too young.
He's little, so I have to find somebody that's maybe in their early 40s.
Yeah, don't rule out Clooney yet. Rob's right. It's too early to rule out.
Here's my wild card. Uh-huh. Yes. Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Please.
But not Piers Morgan?
No.
Nah.
Oh, you. I bet he's got tags.
Oh, all over. Yeah.
I bet he's got a lot. All right, so a message to the dining out public. My daughters, as I have mentioned, now both of them are in the service industry. They're in the restaurant industry now. And
just like their old man used to be.
a message to the dining public. Don't forget your bartenders and your waitresses this weekend. I was thinking about my kids and how they rely on these people at the restaurant to pool the tips and give them a little taste of the tips that the other servers get, the waiters that are older than they are. And I was just saying to myself, when you're out and you're celebrating, it's another one of these holidays where a lot of people go out. They take mom out for Easter brunch. It's one of the great traditions in America.
It's murderous on the restaurant because they have to turn over so many people so fast.
And they're usually restaurants that have a night business the night before. And I just felt like I'd say, when you're out there and you're enjoying your family, help out and,
How about not just this weekend, but all the time?
Yeah.
Seriously. And honestly, if we're going to look at the numbers, the statistics, women are notoriously bad tippers.
Yeah, because women
need to step up. Everybody needs to step up. Women, especially.
Used to have a restaurant, and I had a nighttime business restaurant, and they would goose egg.
Right.
Because we're here, we're celebrating, and we're the ladies buy us drinks and stuff like that, and you get the big goose egg. And that's not all women. And I want to have a little caveat here that also you get a crappy, horrible job. Mm. I'm all for, there's no mandatory tip required if your service is abysmal and abominable. So I'm not saying that. But if you get, reasonably good service,
somebody's trying,
and somebody's out there, it's a tough weekend for people in the restaurant.
Yeah, there's some folks out there trying really hard, doing a good job.
I always thought I'd give everybody a reminder. I think we need to think about that kind of stuff once in a while.
What is your baseline? Do you normally start at 20?
75%.
Do you 75%?
No, I don't know.
Do you have a baseline?
20%.
That's where I start as well.
20% unless I'm pissed off.
And then
sometimes I will not. I will go lower. I probably never do a total stiff because I'm always afraid, even though it's not the same level of notoriety that I used to have. Mm. I was always afraid that somebody would write about it. At my restaurant, I was the owner of the restaurant, and I would still tip cash occasionally, but on certain nights I would just walk out.
Sure.
But it was my joint.
Yeah,
that's right.
Somebody wrote about it on a blog sometime. Hey, Mike did this.
Mike's allowed to because Mike owns the restaurant.
Thank you.
He'll start tipping again when he sells it.
Yes, bingo.
Do you tip on tax and liquor? Do you ever do that mental thing where you break the bill down?
No.
I never do either.
Oh, yeah, no. The grand total is what I tip on.
Yeah. What do you mean? Explain that.
You're supposed to not tip on tax or liquor.
Why would you do
I've
that?
I've never heard that you're not supposed to.
Well, I mean, some people don't.
Some people look at the same money.
Cheap.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, so if you're really like literally 20%,
if anyone who doesn't tip on tax and liquor, they're probably tipping 15. And they would probably look and they would say they would deduct the tax. And also, I think because the liquor is technically a tip that goes to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sounding like Josh.
Hello.
I don't know.
It depends on
why
who brought it to
you,
though.
Tip on tax and liquor?
I don't know. I've heard it in the past. It's not my policy.
It's just Spiewak family policy.
It's not.
Whose
policy is it?
No, it was actually.
This just materialized. I've never heard of this in my life.
I've heard of it, and it was actually used as a punchline on Everybody Loves Raymond. Because the father would always yell, and they used it on several episodes. Okay. It was a great carryover joke. Don't tip on tax or liquor. So I always wondered if anyone else actually really did it besides the mythical.
Yeah, I never do. In fact, there's a trend, I think, toward 25% now. I round up from 20. Like my
Okay.
Right, if someone's really, really great, I'll go over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it's a guy or a girl, if they have a great disposition, they're positive, they're fun, then, to have that type of attitude when you probably some of the restaurants I go into are completely empty.
Right.
I like the fact that they can have that positive
attitude. And I like the thought that you probably are really making their day. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that much. Yes.
I'm on this blog right now where somebody's talking about tipping. He says, I kind of wonder, they're talking about tipping on alcohol and tax.
Right. Yes.
I kind of wonder the same thing. I've been told that your tip is supposed to be based on the pre-tax amount, although tipping on top of the tax will only add about 2% to your final cost.
Right.
I usually just take the total, divide by 5, and voila, 20 to 22% tip, depending on how you want to look at it. About the alcohol, though, and this is interesting.
Right.
I'm going on, you know, I'm talking about I want you to tip and support people, but I'm curious about bottles of wine. And it's just kind of a weird thing about the wine and 4 or 5 good pours. We'll talk about this when we come back.
Cool.
It's interesting. Tipping, and I didn't want to go this way, but we'll do it. We'll take a break, come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Anyway, welcome back to the
Average Brown Band.
To the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by
Encore
Insurance Services, LLC, the people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 WTMT, Encore Insurance Services. They are a wonderful organization. They have been probably one of our greatest supporters since we have done this show, and we love them, and we all ask you to do this because it doesn't cost you a darn thing, but it helps one of our great advertising partners get an insurance quote, and you might end up saving money just like Oscar did. 866-347-5748. They do the work for you. They take a bunch of them. They put them into a hat. They go, oop, these suck. That's the one for you, and they end up saving you money.
Oh, it's important. I don't think I've ever really said this. It's peace of mind for your family, but more importantly, peace of mind for you if anything does tragically happen.
That's right, and especially with your lifestyle.
Anything's possible.
You know, you got that car on the fast line, pedal to the metal, and you're going all the time. Encore Insurance Services. Go to smartturn.com. Let them know you appreciate them as much as we do.
Encore!
Insurance Services, LLC.
Yeah.
So getting back to the whole tipping issue, and
before
we'll get
you
off
move
of this.
On, yes. The guy that said divide by 5, that's a stupid way to figure 20%.
It is, right.
The best way is to move your decimal point over once, find out a tenth of it, and then double.
That's what I do.
That's what all the math people, hate math.
I do it because I'm not good at math.
It makes it so easy.
The amount and move the decimal. Done.
You see, I don't even work into the move the decimal. I just look at the overall amount.
Let's say you're
and I double
math.
The amount. If I have a $20 tip, I do 40, and I just say that's a So if I get a $40 tip,
right?
Okay, that's $4 times 2. That's $8.
Right.
That's a 20% tip.
Well,
that's how I do it.
That's essentially
But don't get the decimal in the way. Don't confuse people.
Let's say you have a $120 bill. Okay.
Yes. That's a $12 tip.
Okay.
At 10%.
And
you multiply by 2, it's a $24 tip for 20%.
Right.
Well, you're essentially doing the same thing.
I know, but I don't mention the decimal.
Okay, what if it's...
Just remember, you have to know how math challenged I was, Rob. I hear decimal and I start to freak out.
So I'm trying to help you.
See how quick I am doing this? I'm able to do this off the top of my head.
Very, very good.
But when you say move the decimal, then I get why I flunked math classes.
You didn't flunk.
Did you hate the Dewey Decimal System?
I loved the Dewey Decimal System.
Fractions.
Sure
I hated decimal points.
That was at the library.
That's the library. 92 was biographies. 920 was group biographies.
Look at you.
Yeah. You did great in math, didn't you?
No, not really. I prospered
at
geometry math. I did very well. Algebraic math, not as much.
Yeah.
And Julia's the same way. It's funny. Yuck. She's got the same brain.
No,
as
my
me.
Little formula. Simply, you double it.
I think most people do your formula.
You say moving. Your idea of moving the decimal is my idea of adding a zero or subtracting a zero.
Right. Well, that's what you're
doing. That's the way I put. Yes, but no. See, there's the math. Now there's the math nerd. There is the math nerd, and you coming out. Well, that's of course what you're doing. No. You're not.
Nah.
That's why people that are math challenged like me.
Why can't you take a compliment?
I'm not.
You are.
The point is when you talk about, I'm not doing the same thing. I process it differently. If you get the
But you're doing mental math regardless.
Right. I'm a mental midget.
No. you're a mental giant.
Selling yourself short.
That's right.
So this guy says about alcohol.
Yes.
I don't think I should have to pay a 20% tip when I'm getting a bottle of wine. Because a bottle of wine is really only 4 to 5 good pours. So I don't think. It's more like 4 pours.
Yeah.
If somebody brought you the bottle of wine, tip them. Period.
Yeah, but here's the thing. All right. Let me finish what he says. A bottle of wine is only 4 to 5 good pours. So I don't think I should ever have to tip more than $10 for a bottle. If I were to get a $150 bottle of wine, I don't think I should have to pay $30 in tips for the server. I must say that there is a. you're talking, when you go to a great restaurant,
yes,
wine markup is the greatest ripoff in the restaurant business.
Ask anyone who's ever been to Applebee's.
It's astronomical.
It is.
You can go to Costco and see a bottle of wine for $24 that you will pay $75 for in a restaurant.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't like to nickel and dime the servers, but at the end of the day, if you get that kind of a... But you can't differentiate.
But
if you're going, to a restaurant where you can afford a $150 bottle of wine, you can afford a 20%.
You know what you're getting into.
And also, what if you're at a restaurant and you go up to the next level of a restaurant where the wine is actually brought? Is it a sommelier?
A sommelier, yeah.
Yeah, the wine guy brings it out. Then it's going to be, it has nothing to do with your server.
Right.
It's the wine guy.
As much as I say, if you're going to a restaurant and you can afford to buy a $150 bottle of wine, you should tip 20%. But at the same time, I'm not going to completely discount the point this person's making, because it's just, it's crazy. And we've all been to restaurants where you have that moment where you go, Jesus Christ, there were four of us and we ended up paying for this. It's crazy.
Scroll down and see if he mentions moving the decimal point.
Have you ever tipped too much and asked for it by accident and asked for it back? Like added something because you're doing it quick?
Probably.
Oh, I have an epic fail.
Really?
Do you really? Really?
Well, I'd even do it as my father, Papa Santana. And he embarrassed us. And I don't blame him because money's money, right?
Was it a crazy amount? Was it just something where you wanted to save $10?
No, it was a crazy amount. But this is... look, I'll just give you a quick play-by-play. Well, we're in Puerto Rico as a family. We go to this nice casino. I think it might have been the old San Juan
Music
Hotel.
Music Maestro.
Oh, this is right before he escaped, wasn't it?
It was the old San Juan Hotel, I think, and casino. He takes my entire family out. We're on vacation, and we go and eat. And not, like lobster, all kinds of great
food.
Yeah, I don't know if they had that. But
Locos, tacos.
So he ends up like writing the check quickly to get out of here. Especially with kids, I imagine, just want to get home.
Right, exactly.
So the waiter looks at it and his eyes light up. And I'm like, oh, my dad must have really lit this guy up. Because I can process that because I'm like 12, 13 years old.
Right.
And my dad gets the check back because the guy takes the card and it gets back. And then you see the panic in my father's eyes.
Sure.
Where my mom's like, what's wrong? ¿Qué pasó? And he looks at he looks at my mom and whispers to her, and she's like, ¿qué? And he finally just says,
what's your mom's real first name? I forgot.
Yoli.
So
I guess he wanted to give the guy $100 or whatever it was.
Right.
And he gave him $1,000 by accident.
Oh no. Yeah, you gotta say something.
He moved
there.
The decimal point.
Decimals are important.
I'd go back into the restaurant.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You have to. Yeah. You have to.
Yeah, and I remember it was the Santana clan all huddled up at the manager's office. Getting that strained out, and the waiter.
Did they give you a hard time about it?
Well, yeah, of course, because we were there forever, and the waiter was bitter in the corner because he thought he just scored. You know,
yeah,
he probably thought my dad was hitting on him.
Wow,
$1,000 in old Puerto Rico—that's like $1,000,000.
When the dust settles and you get back into the cab, and you're going and you're leaving the restaurant, though, there is relief that you
caught that,
addressed
you
that.
Caught, yeah,
because
that's
insane. Here's a question: let's say over $20, you get an over $20 bill, tab. Have you ever tipped 100%? Anybody in the room?
I have.
Yeah. I have many times.
Not for a meal. For a haircut. Yeah. But not
you've never tipped 100%?
Not for a meal, I don't think.
Really?
I don't think so.
Really, you miser.
No.
Anyway. Ebenezer.
I've never been that impressed.
Ebenezer Burbank.
You've never been that filled with joy?
No, not for a meal. No, never have I received service so grand that it deserved 100.
How about?
I've gone way over. I've done 50. I've done, you know, more.
Well, see, I think you're approaching it the wrong way. I think I've based it not necessarily on the service
presentation
that I've got. I've based it on the circumstances of what's going on in my world and perhaps the circumstances for the person that we're dealing with. If the person was had a story or something was going on.
Nice walking on blades.
Nice cans.
Or, you know, sometimes I remember doing it. I've tipped well more than 100% in like a diner before.
Sometimes. I guess for flow. That. Yeah.
Heavy flow. I remember... a diner experience where I'm there with my friend Pete.
Yes.
And we've come from the bad place.
Yes.
And had a particularly good night. And I had...
I'm shocked there was ever a good night at
the bad
place.
There have been some good nights.
Really?
And I was flush.
Yes.
And I she was sitting there.
Well,
and
my
it was
problem.
It was 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. It was just the wee hours of the morning. And we're having our little breakfast. And she was just this lady that looked like she'd worked there for 500 years. Right. And she really was just so pleasant and just friendly and matter of fact not intrusive at all. And I remember, and we had a $22 breakfast, I think. It was the total tab. Yum. I gave her $100. And because it was one of those moments where you looked at that and you say, you know, and I think everybody, if you ever have that moment and you're caught up with somebody, just with the who they are, and you just lay it out there. I mean, you can't take it with you, people.
When you're talking
about, can't take it with you.
But Mark will try. As when you're talking percentages, if it's a matter of like $4 or $5 to you, that can really make someone's day.
That's right,
and it's worth it sometimes. Yeah. To light them up a little.
So there's my little message for servers all over Easter weekend.
Yes.
You want to do your little Easter good deed? Keep in mind, you get somebody you really like. Just think about them. And if you've got the disposable to help people out in this crappy economy, lay it on them. That's what I wanted to say.
Think about the part that they are not at home with their family at Easter.
Exactly.
They're working to serve you.
And
help
my
them out.
And my daughters are in that category.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why I thought about it.
Conversely, anybody ever dine and dash?
Oh, no.
I never have. Scared.
I don't think I've ever dined and dashed, but I think I've many, many times dined and drank and forgot.
Ah, sure. I've done that.
I've got a
Rolodex full of those.
I know of at least one instance, and there may have been more than one, where I left a restaurant without paying for the meal I'd consumed there because I could not, after repeated tries, get them to bring me the check. If they're not interested in pursuing the money, I can only do so much.
Did they race out as soon as you had left?
No. they didn't seem to care on any level.
You know what? I'm gonna agree with you on that one. You are not obligated if you've got someplace to be.
I tried repeatedly.
Part of the experience, my old man said to me a long time ago, the hardest thing to get in a restaurant is the check.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is. More often than not, they're done with their work in their mind.
Right.
They've finished. They've gotten near your food.
You're right.
The busboy has cleared off the table. You're all set to go. Mm-hmm. And it is for people that dine, it is the single most important element of the service.
Exactly.
Getting it out promptly, and they forget it. Religiously.
Always.
And if you have, it's been my experience.
I would think you'd want the money.
If you have a bad experience in a restaurant, that's going to be the worst part.
Right.
Because if it sucks all through the meal, trust me, they're going to be in another zip code when it comes to the check.
They know you're not going to tip because it's already gone badly.
And many times you will have great service, and then
it's not their fault,
they take an eraser and erase the chalkboard because they're half an hour getting you the tip. and that drives me. So I would, in that case, I might agree with
in
you
cases where I can estimate how much I spent, I'll just leave the money and go, you know, and including a tip. But in this case, I could not get them to bring me any idea of how much I'd spent.
He is the felon.
Well, that's I only bring that up because it's Easter weekend,
and every
now and then a jive old time radio listy type of thing comes my way.
That's a good one, though.
But I really just had to.
People
I
need
had to print
tip.
This out today. The ultimate ranking. Of Easter candy. From worst to best. Easter, probably the second next to Christmas as far as candy holiday.
I would say Easter's the lead candy holiday.
Easter's probably the lead
candy
holiday.
What about Halloween?
Except for Halloween. Yeah. Halloween, that's right. Halloween would be number one.
Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day.
It's got to be a big one.
But Valentine's Day is that standard, you know, chocolate
and a heart.
Mm-hmm. Number 17. Are you ready for number 17?
I am.
Easter Kit Kat bars.
I haven't had those.
That's lame.
Why? What makes it an Easter Kit Kat
bar? Do they put mint in them?
It's a pink package.
Oh, they went strawberry?
They went to that much trouble, did they?
It's not strawberry.
And you know what? It's starberry, by the way. I don't think Kit Kat is that great of a candy bar. Carrie loves them.
Bite your tongue.
Give me a break.
Have you ever put a Kit Kat in a freezer?
Yeah. I've left it there, too, because it ain't that great.
Oh, my God. A Kit Kat's fantastic.
No, it's
Where do you put Kit Kat with Twix?
And I don't like Twix that well either.
See, a Kit Kat is a cookie and a candy.
A candy.
It's a cookie and a candy.
Have you ever put a Kit Kat in your crotch?
I've never received one. How do you mean that?
Oh, man, I'm running out. You know what? I want to get through this list because I got to talk. Speaking of that, got to talk about Rob's friend, John.
I got to know.
Number 15, Whopper's Easter Mini Robin Eggs.
Love them.
Good. Yeah, really? Those are delicious. Yeah.
Those are malted milk balls, right?
Yeah. And by the way, Halloween is the top highest candy sales day, and then Easter follows that, and then Valentine's Day is the highest sales in chocolate.
Mm. Okay.
All right, I skipped 16. 16 looks to be the Kernel Corn, the candy corn.
Candy corn that's is the remix. Worst.
So 15 Easter. Is the Whoppers Easter Mini Robin's Eggs. 14.
I hate candy corn.
Butterfinger Nest Eggs.
Oh, those are good.
Like Butterfingers a lot.
I don't think I've ever had those.
Those are good.
No, are they egg-shaped Butterfinger?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, number that sounds good.
Number 12, number 13. Where's number 13? 13 Kraft Bunny Marshmallows.
Hmm. Okay.
Haven't had those.
Some sort of knockoff.
Sound
on
like
Peeps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know about them.
No, don't know about them.
Peeps will be up there.
There's marshmallow bunnies.
Number 12, Wonka Sweet Tarts Chicks.
Mm. I've had those.
Not a big sweet tart guy.
Are they good?
They're good if that's what you're into.
I like sweet tarts.
My kids love the sour candy.
I like those.
All right. Number 11, here we go. I'm surprised this is out of the top 10.
Yeah.
Cadbury Cream Eggs.
Fantastic.
Oh, gross.
And you know what?
Disgusting.
Not too sweet.
You can choke on the sugar.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, can I just say something?
Yes.
It's all about mouthfeel.
Can I see the picture?
It's about mouthfeel. There's the Cadbury.
Yeah, they're great. That's what my mom used to hide. Boo.
And they melt, right?
It was horrible.
I mean, they're a chocolate egg filled with goo.
Boo. With sugary goo.
They don't melt if you eat them fast.
That's the thing. You have to inhale them to have any. There's no mouthfeel to them, right?
With some butter on them.
Yeah. Fry them.
You know you're right.
To the top, please. Russell's number 10, Russell Stover, Marshmallow Chocolate Bunny.
No. Right. Russell Stover's crap chocolate.
No.
I like
it's
it.
It's all Russell wax. You can lick it.
That's called paraffin.
Here we go. Yeah. Here's one of my faves.
Yes.
It's just a repackaging, but I'll eat it. 9 is Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs.
Oh. Yeah, you can't go wrong. You
know straight what? Ahead. There they are. You see them all over your drugstores.
You know why? Yeah. They have a better peanut butter to chocolate ratio than the actual cup.
Agreed.
That's probably the best candy.
And you know what? As much as I enjoy them, the more peanut butter to the chocolate ratio is I'm not a fan of that. I like that balance in your traditional Reese's peanut butter.
When I was at Royal Farms yesterday in beautiful Glen Burnie, we took some time and saw the sights in Glen Burnie. At the Royal Farms, they had a Reese's egg that was this big.
How
big? It was as big as probably
a softball.
Yeah, big as a softball. And I was tempted, but it was $6.
Oh, hell, you could have eaten that before you get out of the parking lot.
Only one, Mike?
Number 8, M&M's Easter eggs.
No, I love those.
That's, I guess, the egg that has the M&M's inside.
See, just get M&M's.
It's just packaging.
Yeah. Right.
It doesn't really... It's not
fun.
The candy.
It's fun to open.
It's fun, but it doesn't really change the candy.
It's not fun.
At least the good people at Reese's have, you know, shaped their confection into an egg.
Yeah, but they're already egg-shaped.
Number 7, this is a latecomer.
No, they're round.
This falls as a copycat, in my opinion, the Snickers egg.
Uh-huh.
Snickers egg?
I haven't had that.
Snickers egg.
Nah. I haven't had that.
You know what? That's okay. But again, that falls...
I haven't heard a real staple outside of Cadbury.
You know?
That pales next to the Reese's.
The Robin eggs are definitely Easter.
That's my number one. I'm all about those.
Here's a wild card. Number 5, Crunch Chocolate Easter Nests.
Nestle?
Nice. Dove.
Oh, Dove is good chocolate.
No, wait a minute. Did I skip one?
You might have.
This printer thing is all messed up. Hold on. Dove chocolate Easter eggs. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Dove chocolate Easter eggs. It's Dove candy.
Dove chocolate,
right?
Solid. Okay.
It's just solid
good chocolate
shaped into it. Everything. Number 5 is Crunch Chocolate Easter Nests.
And what is that?
I'm all about those. This was a huge improvement. Mm. This improved the regular chocolate. Do you agree, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I love these.
100%.
What is it?
They take a Nestle's Crunch Bar, and it's little bitty egg crunch bars.
Oh, that's good. That's excellent.
Sounds like good. Good job. Let me see. Number 4. Here they are, Peeps marshmallows.
There we go.
Of course.
Best when stale, too.
I don't like the stale
a lot of people
ones.
Say
you
that.
Have very strange
are
taste.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. You got to leave them open. Have you ever microwaved one?
I don't care for Peeps.
Nor do they care for you. From the Just Born Company of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
They're disgusting.
I like Peeps.
Have you ever microwaved one?
No, I don't. A Peep has never crossed my lips.
They will quadruple in size.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they shrink down to something useless, but it's fun. We should do that.
Yeah,
this is B-Wack House.
How does he know this?
Rob Wonka.
Try a bar of Ivory soap.
You try a bar of Ivory soap.
Number Bossy. 3 is...
Does it get huge?
Cadbury Mini Eggs.
No, is
Cadbury,
that just pure chocolate?
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, those are great.
Yeah, every grandmother has those out. Sure.
What are they? Are they chocolate?
Yeah, they're like M&M's, like a candy-coated chocolate.
Yeah, but they don't have peanuts.
Now, going back to my day, this is something I remember as a kid. Number 2 is the Russell Stover Chocolate Bunny. I remember
that guy.
Classic. Now, is that the hollow one, or is that... Because I love the hollow chocolate.
See, I like solid.
Bunnies.
I like solid.
Solid.
I like the solid.
It's a question of value.
And do you eat...
Nah.
Odd that Mark would go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat the ears first?
I don't know, Rob. I probably haven't eaten a chocolate bunny in 15 years. I mean, you know, I'm doing the candy, but I mean,
come
it's
back
like,
to our side.
Okay.
Eat the ears.
We'll microwave stale Peeps and eat chocolate bunny ears.
I tell you, this whole discussion's made me want to drive over to Rob's on Easter, though.
Yeah.
Be a kid again. Visit the Speewacks this Easter Sunday.
I think the kids are going to get short shrift this year because they were unappreciative last year. I was mad about it.
Number one. I'm not sure I agree with this, but you know what? I'm a supporter of this candy. I have tried these.
Yeah.
Starburst jelly beans, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. Yeah.
Yuck. Starburst jelly beans.
A jelly bean? You can't go wrong with a jelly bean.
But Starburst is awful.
All right. Really?
Yeah, it's too tart. Mm.
You don't like I don't like Starburst at all.
Boy, you guys are
so I love jelly beans.
Well, I love jelly beans, too.
How can you like Peeps and not like Starburst jelly beans?
What I like are Brock's Jelly Bird eggs. The proper jelly bean from your youth.
All 17 of the items mentioned will be in the Speewack on the Speewack coffee table.
They're all in my car right now.
Yeah, before we go to break,
they're all on Amazon.
Before we go to break, I just want to go to Facebook for a second.
Yeah, you're killing me about this.
Yeah, you've been teasing this.
Okay, Rob, your friend Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny Midnight.
You gonna out Johnny at all?
No.
No. What's going on?
Too late.
Because he's been my friend for too many years, and I don't know what you're about to present.
Is he from Lick Skillet, Virginia?
That's what his page says, yes.
Okay. Hold
on. I met Brad my first day of high school, so I've known him that long, 1985.
Because, all right. Yeah. Brad posts this. I don't know whether it's real or not.
Johnny
posts
it.
We're going to put this. I'm sorry. Johnny posts this.
Well, you said Brad.
I know. I'm just giving more time.
He writes, this new Wii game isn't as fun as I thought. It makes Master Midnight cry. You didn't see this?
I didn't see it.
All right. I'm posting this.
Okay.
This is the new Wii game that he posted on his page. Look at that.
Oh, no.
It looks to be...
It's a virtual...
A virtual...
Colonoscopy.
A virtual prostate exam.
Oh, my. Oh,
no. It looks... It does it now? I have no idea of the veracity of this, whether this
I guarantee
is
he's making a joke. I guarantee it.
But if he's making a joke, though, where did he get the link? Somebody else might
be
making
this probably just stole the picture.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that that is a legitimate plastic mold of a behind.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
That you put a finger in. Is that how doctors train to test the prostate?
Or if it is a Wii game, Mike, how do you win?
Well, you don't want to practice on real ones.
I'll tell you, if it's somebody's joke, somebody's gone to a great deal of trouble.
They have.
To create the picture on the computer screen, which I'm more concerned of than the model. I'm just curious about
I will phone him today and inquire.
I don't think it's a Wii game.
But for anybody watching
it'd be more
this,
of a poo game.
For anybody watching this, like to send that photo out to the members of the Supreme Court. We'll take a break, come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right after this. Maybe take a chance with me.
If you want some. Did you get my email, Miss Sotomayor?
I didn't click on the link.
Don't. Maybe not a bad idea.
Hold on a second. I'm going to click on the link.
Okay. Speaking of Facebook, just quickly.
No, it's just a picture.
Are we back?
We're back.
There's this a-hole, and I don't know who did it, but I finally, someone hit me to it. It's a Facebook page, and the name is Schmosker Fantina.
I saw it, yeah.
Oh, really?
And
that should be your property.
At first, I was like, hey, funny. Uh-huh. And then you start looking at all the vitals. And it just, I mean, it's kind of funny, but.
Is it slamming you?
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Can report it.
I just, whoever's doing it, you would try harder.
Turn it around.
How's that?
Yeah. Is it Buzz?
I'm sorry.
I'm on to you.
I get bored.
I know.
This segment of the program is brought to you by our good friends at RC Kitchens.
Oh, they're great.
I want to tell you about our good friend Rory Callahan, who's got a wonderful kitchen remodeling company, and all he wants to do is give you the kitchen of your dreams, and you can have built-in all-wood, top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced crappy brands like the ones I have in my house.
Precisely. Is that drawer back in its slot yet?
Yeah, you know. It's constant tweaking. Now listen.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Rory Callahan at RC Kitchens wants you to get Mercedes quality at Prius prices. They make it a point to find out exactly what you want and to take the frustration out of the remodeling. Estimates from RC Kitchens are guaranteed accurate, and the timetable is always honest and realistic. Have you made your conversations with Rory yet?
No, but I need to call him. I'm getting my tax refund ready so I can do just that.
RC Kitchens serves the D.C. area all the way up to the beaches of Delmarva. If you're outside the D.C. area, RC Kitchens might still be able to help you. Do a favor for yourself and for us, a local supporter of our show, a guy that has a small business like we have a small business. Give him a call.
Good
if you have even thought about kitchen remodeling and putting some new cabinets in your kitchens, call Rory right now. 301-537-3515. That's 301-537-3515 or at rckitchens.com. Support Rory for us. He's a wonderful guy. We appreciate that. Is. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, March 28, 2013. Take it away, Rob.
Updated the song, Mike, because we are down to 16 teams.
Oh, it's the Sweet
Cardinals,
16.
Ducks, Spartans, Blue Devils, and Chuckers, Wildcats, Buckeyes, Orange Eagles, Explorers, Hurricanes, Wolverines, the Gators, Golden Eagles, Jayhawks, and Hoosiers. With the 12, 13, and 15 seed, better days your brackets have seen. The Sweet 16.
Shaka Smart staying at VCU.
Attaboy, Shaka. Yeah. He looks like a cartoon character.
Rock Shock.
FGCU. FGCU.
Rock Shock Jayhawk.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, whenever you chant something that starts with F, it sounds like you just don't like GCU.
Right. I'll take out the G and C.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
F-U. Now, you know what we have today? We have a first on the Audio Vault, an audio presentation, a prepared audio piece made by our own Josh Murphy.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Okay, no, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. You know, should we bring him in?
I think it would be nice.
He took off. He just left.
He's not here.
He's either way.
We can listen.
Did he
get
done taking the trash out?
I think so.
I guarantee it'll end on an up note.
Here's an Oscar. This one is sort of dedicated to you.
Is there any other setup besides that?
No.
Are you going to throw him out? You know, completely. Can you help him? Can you prop it up with a proper intro at all? Or are you just going to lay it?
I think a lot of work went into this. I think it's pretty good. I'm playing it not because it sucks, but because it made me laugh.
Okay,
speaks for itself.
It's Josh Murphy's commercial for the Keep It Tight Foundation.
Are you overweight, horrendously pale, hair not standing up straight? Well, here at the Oscar Santana Keep It Tight Foundation, we can help. If you're unhappy, unliked, or just plain unpleasant, don't fret. Our staff of dedicated swag coaches have put together two specialized packages to help resurrect your social life, regardless if you're a man or a woman.
The men's swag pack includes a tube of industrial strength hair gel, a fine silk shirt, a pair of pre-ripped jeans, and a winning Bolivian smile.
The women's swag pack includes a pair of yoga pants, a bottle of Scope, an aluminum bucket, and your choice of either a broken laptop or a broken pair of sunglasses. Our yoga pants come in three sizes, triple extra small, double extra small, and for the more voluptuous women, extra small.
Still not convinced? Well, just listen to what these folks have to say.
I thought I had hit rock bottom after high-fiving that cactus, but Keep It Tight has helped me regain my confidence. It's only been 2 weeks, and I'm already abandoning my friends to go out drinking.
I joined Keep It Tight only 3 days ago. I've lost 18 pounds and have only passed out twice. This gym is my best minty fresh, and the bucket is dishwasher safe. Thanks, Oscar.
Call us at 1-800-792-4224, extension 3224, to order your starter kit today. Once again, that's 1-800-SWAGBAG, extension DBAG.
And if you call us in the next 10 minutes, Oscar's Bolivian mother will throw in an office printer absolutely free.
Yeah. Remember, if you can't fit, quit.
Hey, not bad, huh?
You did a good job.
Well done,
that
Josh.
Was really great. And if you notice, the number was DBAG, D-bag.
Yeah, yes. D-bag, yes. And Josh mentioned before he left, actually, the idea came from his girlfriend.
I wish
very
she was
impressive.
Here. I
very
did,
impressive.
Too. Yeah. I wish he hadn't split. I would have given him his props. His first foray into the prepared comedy.
Good we'll production. I will email that to you. We can put that on Facebook. Sure. Not Facebook. The YouTube.
Sure. That so is very cool.
Because there's a lot of subtleties in there, and I thought the production was great.
Josh, I'm giving you an A.
That's great work.
Yeah, and so did he do that with his girlfriend?
And a friend, yeah.
Oh, that's great. She's the best.
Whoa.
She is. Sorry. Right. And now, do you remember the name Ryan Lochte?
Yeah. D-bag. Yeah,
total idiot.
Speaking of D-bag, do you remember his catchphrase?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is spelled J-E-A-H.
Well, no wonder it never
You'll
caught
be
on.
Pleased to know that he's getting a new reality show.
Of course he is.
And here's Ryan Lochte to tell you about it.
Gia. It's spelled J-E-A-H. If you say it like how it's spelled, it's Gia. But that's boring. No one wants to hear that. So you have to really put that emphasis on that J.
Gia. What?
In fashion, like, I want that little edge, that little...
You know what?
I'll be watching it.
I'm not going to promote because...
Yeah, I think you made the right call.
He's such a great idiot that he gets his own reality show where he is allegedly making fun of his own idiotness. And
it'll be on 5 minutes.
As far as I'm concerned, screw him.
All right.
I mean, really, that guy is just such a flatliner. I can't stand
flatliner?
Swear to God.
Jaw.
Yeah, jaw. Oh, that's funny. I'm going to make fun of it. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned skin tags earlier, and speaking of which, Morgan Freeman was on The View this week, and he's got a wonderful dotted face.
How are you, Rob?
And do you know that he gets money from sources you might not expect? Really? Of course he does a lot of voiceovers.
He does.
He gets paid for that.
Yes, he does.
Do you know sometimes he gets paid to not do voiceovers?
Huh?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a strange voiceover request, but I've gotten a strange request.
Oh.
There is some company in England who have a guy who sounds like me doing their commercial. So they pay me to let him sound like me.
How about
wow.
that?
Wow. That make you,
oh, man.
Does that make you kind of look up and go, wow, how sweet is that?
Yeah, someday
the granddaddy, the dean, the dean of voiceovers, and they have, I have done commercials as Morgan Freeman. Everybody does it. Say, you know, we're not supposed to.
No.
I do an impression of him on this show. It's totally different, but that's the, I mean, everybody wants it. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember.
That's when you're arrived, when you get paid to not work.
Do you remember the Mercedes dealership that had that horrible impression?
Yes. I remember of Morgan
Freeman. It was terrible, and I don't know if they're still using the guy.
No, and one of the reasons I think he gets paid to not be the voice of that is because he has pursued legally the people who have tried to imitate him in commercials.
And that's you know, and that's a guy I think that has a right to do it.
But you can always do his voice on a comedy show or whatever. That's no problem.
Of course I can.
Of course you can.
I'd like to tell you about the Oscar Santana School of Keeping It Tight.
I like when Morgan Freeman talks about commercials because he knows a lot about spots.
God, you just can't get you can. He's got some tags on his face.
He's
got
to go see your doctor.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah, but that would be. I mean, at least mine were under my arms. Nobody saw him.
Oh, can you imagine under Morgan's arms?
Oh, that. Oh, that would.
No, Miss Daisy, I need some help.
You can.
Yes, I'll draw you a photo, a picture rather. Jimmy Kimmel talking about everyone changing their picture on Facebook.
If you're a Facebook user, you've probably been seeing this image a lot over the past few days. The red equal sign. It's the logo of the Human Rights Campaign. Normally, their logo is blue and yellow, but they made a special red one and asked people who support same-sex marriage to make it their profile picture. Uh-huh. I think changing your profile picture to support something you believe in is the least you can do. Literally, it is literally the least you can do.
Absolutely.
You almost did nothing.
That's right.
But instead, you did just slightly more than nothing.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's your audio vault, Mike.
So true. I love Kimmel. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this on the Mike O'Brien Show. Sometimes when you play old Billy Joel, I realize just how theatrical he really
His
was.
Charms.
Without further ado, let's get right to it. Buzz and News, take it away, Buzz.
You know, Jimmy Kimmel's right. If we all do a little more than nothing, though, it might add up to something.
You're absolutely right.
We're brought to you today by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. Try the new Omega 2 with a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all their styles, flavors, and strengths, and order your refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website.
Buzz, before you start, you gave me this letter today, and I didn't want to get out of here with doing
this.
From Craig, and he writes this about our discussion about prices yesterday,
right.
The other day on the show at the Red Sox, the beer prices.
Right.
I worked for a local rep for Coors Brewing Company for about 4 years. You'll be more than peeved when you hear what the ballparks pay for the beer they charge so much for. For a 24-pack of 16-ounce plastic bottles of Coors Light, Shea Stadium and Yankee Stadium would pay about $14.75. That's 61 cents per bottle. And at the time, they were charging $7.50. That's a markup of 1,229%. If only the rest of us could make margins like that. Love you guys from Craig. Thank you, Craig. Wow. We appreciate it.
Mark, did it move?
Here's the time.
More than that.
Right. If you like the concepts of irony and karma, you're going to love this. The very fear and hatred that brought us the Defense of Marriage Act may be the very thing that does it in. Some lawmakers were feeling pretty sure of themselves when they, in the report leading up to that law, expressed their moral disapproval of homosexuality. In the comment in itself makes DOMA an act of intentional discrimination against citizens who are constitutionally created equal. The bigoted report from 1996 was read aloud by one of our Supreme Court justices yesterday, and it was the surest sign yet that the federal law that defines marriage as the exclusive domain of heterosexuals and denies gays and lesbians more than 1,000 federal benefits will be struck down. When Justice Elena Kagan quoted from that bigoted House report, people yesterday gasped and laughed nervously. Of course, things were different for gays in 1996, just as things were different for African Americans in 1956. But we'll have to wait for summer for the court's decisions on gay marriage, and even then, the struggle will continue with 9 of our states so far allowing gay marriage and 18 of our states banning it. Disease, meanwhile, does not discriminate for any reason. And a new report from the Centers for Disease Control says new cases of sexually transmitted diseases are turning up faster than new jobs in this country.
Wow. Yeah, let's hear Rob. Why not?
USA.
Here, here.
USA.
Wow.
We're cranking out more new cases of sexually transmitted diseases than we are college graduates, according to the report. Wow. In its report, the CDC says
I shouldn't laugh.
We shouldn't. And again, with the irony, you kind of have to.
Yeah, well, people with herpes will be sore.
The CDC says more than 110 million of us are now infected. 110 million. In 2008, there were nearly 20 million new cases in that year alone.
And as you said, those college degrees are gone, Maria.
That's right. And
I feel bad, Mike. We really shouldn't have clapped.
They may do better with some teacher's aides.
Yeah, oh, dear. You went too far, Mark. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Too soon. Boo. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Well, this very news, that's why it makes perfect sense that some students at Boston College are in trouble.
Clamity up for the rest of the show.
Okay.
These numbers explain why it makes such sense that some students at Boston College are in trouble for handing out condoms and educational pamphlets, and a teacher in Idaho is in trouble for using the word vagina in sex ed class. Boston College, you see, is one of the most famous Catholic universities in the country. Specifically, it is a Jesuit school, Jesuit as in the new pope. And now that school has put a student group on notice that it will be disciplined if it doesn't stop trying to educate people and prevent disease. In Idaho, teacher Tim McDaniel has also gotten a written warning from state officials about his clinical use of the word vagina in a 10th grade biology class. He's also taking some heat for showing Al Gore's environmental film, An Inconvenient Truth.
God, are we ever going to grow up? Are we ever just going to grow up? It's 2013. Come on, people.
McDaniel says he told the students not to take Gore's film as true science. Rather, he asked them to write down their own views in the assignment that followed.
Good.
This teacher is now refusing to sign the letter of reprimand he has received.
Good.
There is also a Facebook petition that has so far only been signed by a few hundred people. Hi. Search Save the Science Teacher to find that petition on Facebook.
He should sign that letter of reprimand, but he should sign it with the word vagina.
That's clever.
His alter ego.
Vagina man. Yeah.
Well, here's something.
Infant.
Here's something that might make you, this might make you uneasy and more comfortable at the same time. U.S. officials say that 2 of our nuclear-capable stealth bombers have just completed training missions in South Korea. Mm. Those missions may accomplish a couple of things. They might give pause to any North Korean plans to attack American bases as threatened, and they may make us more ready in case North Korea tries the unthinkable. They might, however, further provoke North Korea. Watch this space.
You know what? I was saying it's quite a dilemma that we have, and I like this move. I think this is the right thing to do. Show them, flex the muscles a little bit. Absolutely.
Either way, we can agree there's no better time to go to China.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, fellas.
Oh, my God.
Appreciate that.
Just thinking out loud.
Really hadn't thought about that till now.
You may want to fly wide.
Tomorrow, all about Oscar's trip to China tomorrow on the show.
Excellent.
As he gets ready for his birthday weekend and his trip to China.
That's right.
To save time, I'll say that the cyber attack that you're hearing about that's supposed to be the biggest we've ever endured, there's some debate now as to whether it's a big deal. Suffice it to say, it's a fight between spammers and anti-spammers. It affected us a little bit, but we think we're going to be okay. People are watching and looking into it. Finally, we imagine that being physically challenged is enough of a challenge in itself, but life has a way of always handing us more. In South Carolina this week, a man with only one leg got into an argument with his girlfriend and it got physical. His girlfriend not only stabbed at him, wounding his hands, she threw his prosthetic leg out into the yard so he couldn't chase her. He had a spare. But she threw the spare into the yard, too. She's now facing charges.
God, I guess so.
And in 2009, in the fall, Jose Martinez of San Pedro, California, got stuck on the It's a Small World ride.
I remember that.
He's one of yours, Oscar.
Hola.
Now, imagine hearing that song over and over, and then imagine being paralyzed and watching everyone else get out of the ride while you're stuck there for an extra 30 minutes. Disney's failure to rescue Jose in a timely manner has just cost Disney $8,000 in a damage settlement.
Oh, that's it? God. Only $8,000?
Yeah. Can you imagine? It was just a half an hour.
I love Disney.
The earworm?
Exactly. That's what this is.
Yeah.
The worst earworm ever. Yeah. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. We can end with this wonderful music.
Oh,
this is terrific.
It's only a short version of it.
Oh,
so
really?
I have to just keep hitting repeat.
Oh, then I'll hit my regular music.
Okay.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Our show today was brought to you by our Amazon page.
Love
it. Real simple. At home, school, church, or workshop through MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. You've been doing a great job, and we hope you will continue to do that great job for us. We sincerely appreciate that. I also want to hip you to a wonderful webpage with, you know, this gay story is going nuts as far as same-sex marriage.
Want to use a different phrase?
This gay story.
This
gay marriage?
Yeah. My favorite one was a bunch of protesters. I don't know whether it was a Photoshop sign or whether it was a regular sign that was at a protest, but there's this gay man, obviously, who's holding up a poster that said, "Who do you think designed your wedding dress?"
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
No, no. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.